Everybody.
Tell him, Marcus.
We're back.
There it is.
We're back. It's been a good week.
Yeah.
It's actually episode 20, Chris. Yay. We
should get Yay. 20.
Yay. Episode 20. A little pocket awareness. Like I said, make sure you subscribe on Spotify or download on Spotify. And also go on your little iTunes podcast app and hit the subscribe button and follow us there as well. Go ahead, Chris, give me your Twitter.
At King Manelos.
Uh-huh.
And I'm yours.
And I am the Mark John NFL. Something I did want to announce on the podcast. Actually, I'm actually moving over to Raiders Wire instead of Cowboys Wire.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Breaking some news.
I'm breaking some news here over here, Chris.
Breaking some news.
Breaking some news. Yeah.
When'd you get that switch?
Actually at the Senior Bowl. I did a little networking at the Senior Bowl and got in contact with the guy from Writers Wire, and he brought me on really quick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
That'll be really cool coming up here. You get a nice full season of wherever they're going to be, because they may not even be in Oakland this year. And then you get them nice and close in Vegas.
Exactly.
You might even get them here playing at in Phoenix.
I doubt that.
You never know. They're
playing
at AT&T
Park. They're going to be at AT&T Park.
Really?
AT&T Ballpark, I think. Because he hates Levi. Because he hates the Niners. So he's going to do AT&T Ballpark.
No kidding.
So they're going to be playing at a baseball park anyways.
They're used to it.
I mean, I think they should just find something to do with Oakland. They got to do something with the Oco and, you know, close it down the right way.
One more year. This is it.
One more year, you know. And who knows how they're going to do this year with the draft picks they have.
We got a lot of draft picks, Marcus.
We got a lot.
And you were there at the Senior Bowl to kind of rule over some of these prospects.
Let's get into that first. We did a little Senior Bowl. This is Senior Bowl week. The game's actually on as we're recording right now. Not watching the game, but that's fine. You know, I can watch some highlights. That's cool.
Yeah, well, hey, you got all the meat and potatoes while you were there.
Yeah, I got a lot of the meat and potatoes while I was there. It was a really good week. Met a lot of people. Met a lot of cool people. Made some connections out there. So it was really good week.
Some people that might end up on the podcast.
Oh yeah. Oh huh? For sure. Yeah. Met a lot of people that are going to end up on the podcast and, you know, have a lot of good conversations about the draft and what's going on with these quarterbacks, because these quarterbacks, they are pretty.
Sounds like they're mediocre, Marcus.
They are pretty mediocre. I wouldn't say it's mediocre. I think it's top heavy.
Okay. There's two guys, right? Okay.
And then there's a huge drop off.
Okay.
And I think the Senior Bowl kind of solidified that for me. I think. Well, I'm talking about some other players at Senior Bowl first, because the quarterbacks.
Before we get into them, they were my least favorites.
Actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
The highlight was Deebo Samuel, who actually got a Senior Bowl practice MVP. That dude dominated the whole week. All 101s. Nobody could guard him, and he's like 5'11", 215. Dog. I'm like, he definitely is a day one guy. I think he might have worked himself top 20. That's how I think how well he did the Senior Bowl this week. And when I say, Chris, he was unguardable,
No kidding.
I think if he had, like, say Carson Wentz was the Senior Bowl quarterback, or like even Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, he would have an even bigger week because he would have been catching touchdowns and everybody. But they were missing him half the time. So half the time he's beating people off the line on the deep ball. He's got like at least 2 yard separation. It's overthrown. Or it's he does it on a slant, they underthrow him or something like that, or throw it behind him. But when it was on point, man, he made some big plays in practice. Man, he was all over the place. He was open. I mean, I was watching a couple of the games before we started. He was open in the game. They missed him. Will Greer just missed him on a deep ball in the game. He had about 2 yard separation from the guy. He is a beast. I need to go watch his tape and watch more of his games, because, wow, I was really in shock the whole thing. Like,
wow.
He seriously dominated. The guy who had the most at the wide receiver position, so I started wide receivers. The guy that had the most buzz going into the Senior Bowl was Andy Isabella. I don't know if you heard of him from UMass.
I have not. Okay.
Andy Isabella, he's about 5'8". He's about, like, one, what was it? I forgot what he weighed in at. He's like maybe 190, maybe. Maybe.
So burner is just from the profile.
Yeah, so he's a little short dude from UMass. It was funny. I was at the weigh-ins. I was sitting behind these Patriot scouts. Of course, Andy Isabella is a small slot white guy. They all kind of chuckled.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of chuckled and looked at each other. But he's measured at 5'8 and about 180.
Yeah, it's just funny how they just laugh so much about him being on that. Him being that small and just looking like the perfect fit for whatever they wanted to do in New England. So, but he came in with a lot of buzz, right? Just because of the 215 yards he got against Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But he was dropping the ball all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, and he was doing a lot of he would take like 5 seconds to get into his route. He was like shaking like 8 times. So he was like.
He got better throughout the week, though.
He got better throughout the week, but it was funny to watch him work the first couple of days. He was just kind of doing shaking too hard, man.
Yeah. That's what it is.
And he was dropping the ball like crazy. So his buzz died a little bit going into there.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy who had a good week was Penny Hart from Georgia State. He was really good. He had a good week.
Okay.
Good week in the slot. He could show that he's going to be probably a day two, day three pick. Early day three, not late day three. Mm-hmm. Early day three in the slot pick. I like a lot of the Texas A&M defense tackles. Kingsley Kiki and Daylon Mack both had really good weeks.
Had really good years, too.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah, so those two are definitely, I think, day two, early day three guys as well. Because Daylon Mack, he's allowed to do work with the pass rush, but he's a run stopper, day one, right? Yeah. I liked Austin Dillard from Washington State, offensive tackle, had a really good week. Showed a lot of ability, especially in a drill that's not designed for him to win. He won a lot, so he did really well there. Michael Dieter from Wisconsin had a good week too. Played pretty well on the O line position. Mm-hmm. I like this one dude from Elon. His name was Oli Udo, and he was he's about 327 pounds, but he moved like he was 300 pounds. And he had a big week. Yeah, I think he had a really good week. He was tossing people around and showing a lot of power and play strength. So I really liked him. So those were some of my favorites of the week. Some good corners out there, too. Who's out there? A couple guys from Kentucky were really good. They played really well this week, but we can get into the quarterbacks now. I think I said my piece about the real standouts.
Sure,
that I thought.
Sure.
Now we got.
Here we go.
Let's hear some awareness here. Yeah. Okay. Best quarterback out there was for sure Drew Lock. All right. I don't think he had the best practices though.
Okay.
But he's obviously the best quarterback. It started with his press conference. His press conference is awesome. You can tell he had great personality. Good guy. You could tell he played all 4 years. And you could tell in practice that he played all 4 years. He's a senior quarterback, right? So he had a really, really good week. He showed a lot of poise, understanding of everything that was going on. Just didn't hurt himself at all, but he helped himself a lot. You could tell in meetings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be a top 10. He's a top 10 pick for sure. Even if you don't believe he has top 10 ability, which – I do. I do think he has top 10 ability. I think he's a top 10 quarterback, in my opinion. But he's going top 10 after that, after practices.
Sure.
For sure. He showed a lot of better footwork than he did in college.
Already. Really?
He's working with Jordan Palmer.
Really?
Yeah, so he's going to have some way better footwork, show a lot of accuracy, very accurate the whole week, was throwing some dimes in practice and throwing dimes in 7-on-7 and then throwing dimes in 11-on-11 on the team drills, too. So he had a good week. He didn't have the best week of all the quarterbacks, but he had a good week. I think the guy who had the best week out of all the quarterbacks, which he obviously won offensive player of the week, too, was Jarrett Stidham. Hmm. He was the quarterback. Not he didn't win offensive player, but he won the best quarterback at the practices with Jarrett Stidham. He had a good week. He did. Showed a lot of zip on the ball, threw the ball well, was able to go through multiple reads and team drills. Show a lot of good poise in the pocket. He looked really, really good.
Top 10 good?
No.
Okay.
Because I've watched his tape. So, okay. No, I'm not giving him top 10
not
until
good.
He could. I don't think he's – even though he showed a lot of zip, he has talent, dog. He's
just a talented kid.
A lot of these quarterbacks in this draft are just as talented as any quarterback in any draft. It's more about how they play the position itself.
Sure.
That's what it's more about with a lot of these guys.
Sure.
He's talented. He's got a good arm.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty accurate quarterback when he has time, and he can sit there and throw good balls. But it's more to me is about how does he handle going to his different reads. And because in college, you know, he played in the Auburn offense. And, I mean, you don't go through reads.
No, that's not. Yeah, that's
even
not.
Watching him on film a little bit the other day.
He got happy back there. His feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Any type of pressure. Did that show up? Was there any pressure that he had to deal with? Or was he pretty clean the whole way?
I mean, there is pressure, but, I mean, still practice, you know, so you can't hit the quarterback. So it's hard to see. All right,
so the mental aspect of it's not there because he knows that they're not going to touch him.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But he was still – he was good all week, man. He was. He had a good week. He really helped himself. He's definitely going second round. I think he's going to be a second round quarterback.
Okay.
Third round at least, just because of talent that's there. And he'll probably develop into a starter if he sees something there, right?
Sure. He was he exploded as a freshman at Auburn. He had his big freshman year, didn't he?
No, Baylor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Baylor.
You're thinking Baylor, yeah. He exploded at Baylor. And he had a good year, junior year in Auburn, because remember they beat Alabama and he had a big game against Alabama.
Yeah.
So he had a lot of buzz coming into this year about being
That was his first year.
Yeah, as a starter, right?
Okay.
And so he came back this year, but he didn't play well this year.
He didn't. No, they were a non story over there.
Yeah, so he didn't play that well. But you still see the talent even when you watch his tape. He had some good throws. I watched a game against It was against LSU defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some really good throws there. But, you know, at the end of the game, he had this throw where he had a tight end running wide open over the middle. And it would have been his second read, but he had a clean pocket. And he just panicked after his first read wasn't open. And he ended up getting sacked. I think he fumbled.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good look, right?
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to come down to.
Yeah, so but he had a really good week, man. He did. He had a good week. My personal favorite quarterback this week, though, Chris, was Gardner Minshew from Washington State. Now, that dude
really
impressed me a lot this week.
Wow.
His interview was great. He talked a lot about the air raid and how he thinks he's going to help him in the NFL because he says a lot of these guys. Even this is his quote. He said, a lot of the guys in the college only do half field reads.
Yeah.
I do full field reads. So I feel like I'm more prepared for the NFL.
Wow.
And you could tell, dog. You could tell from the practices that he was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew everything that he was doing. He knew he knew the offense already. He had this one play. It wasn't even impressive, but it was just impressive how he went through all his reads and then hit the check down. I thought that was impressive. I thought
I always love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so like, and you could see his feet move with his eyes. Yeah, it was. He had a really good week. He had one of my favorite throws of the week where he had a defense end coming from the outside. So he stepped up, right? But when he was stepping up, he had interior pressure coming too. And he still
shuffled left. Is that the one that you tweeted?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that a few times. That looked real good.
Yeah.
That looked real good.
Yeah, bro. He was good the whole week. He's gonna be like a day three pick. I think if he ends up like with Cliff in Arizona, then I think Josh Rosen might have a little trouble. I really think he.
Well, I already told you what's happening with Rosen.
Yeah,
I already told you what's happening. He's gonna be a giant.
See, I don't know if that's gonna happen though. I don't think after like going through and talking to people at the Senior Bowl, I don't think that's gonna happen anymore.
Really?
I don't think that the Kyler Murray thing is kind of overblown. I think they're gonna stick with Rosen. They really like Rosen. So they're going to stick with him. But I just think they might bring in Gardner, right?
And see, no, that's
and he might help him.
I don't like that. That reminds me of what the Redskins did with drafting RG3 and Cousins. I don't like that at all. You set RG3 up for failure by doing that, by bringing a guy in like Cousins into it. And you would set Rosen up for failure too, because the second that he goes down, if he gets hurt and this kid comes in and it's an offense that he's already familiar with and they have any type of success, it's going to be hard for a guy like Rosen who is learning this new offense versus somebody who's already known what it's supposed to be like the whole way. I don't like that. I wouldn't do that. It's different if it's a veteran coming in and you know that he's in a backup role. When you bring a rookie in, no, it's not the same.
Because he's going to have a good preseason running that offense too.
Mm-hmm. You don't do that. You don't set your star quarterback up for failure by bringing in somebody else to have the buzz start with somebody else. Because the second he does something wrong, there's that buzz again with and everybody starts chattering about, what about the other guy?
But if you got to think about this, right? Gardner Minshew, he had 1 year Washington State as a starter. He ran that offense way better than Luke Falk did, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got the air raid down pretty good.
Yeah, he had time to sit back and learn it.
Right? So if you're in round 4 or 5 and
no,
you're still sitting around
you
there.
You don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. You cannot set Rosen up for failure like that. The only reason that you make that pick is because you're not going to go with Rosen.
But that's too late. But day 3 though? I mean, cuz a lot of teams draft day 3, they draft quarterbacks.
They have so much more need at so many other positions that it's a waste of a draft pick.
But he could come in and help Rosen learn the offense.
He's not going to help Rosen learn the offense. that kid's playing for a job in the NFL. He's not going to come in just to help Rosen.
He's my wild card. I see the Cardinals might pull the trigger.
I don't like
there.
That at all. And just I don't like that at all. You know where he could go? He goes to a place like Seattle, where you've got the established high profile quarterback. That's what you do. You don't bring him into an environment where the QB's a fresh rookie who is going to struggle in the new offense.
I don't know, man. Steve Keim is terrible.
Well. So is the Redskins front office. So, I mean, the Redskins made a mistake. Yeah. I could see the Cardinals making the same mistake.
I did have from a Senior Bowl source. I'm going to be able to say this from now on. I got some sources.
Yeah, you got sources.
I heard Steve Keim's out in May.
Really?
So let's watch out for that. I heard. There's something I heard. At the
right after the draft?
Yeah, I heard he's out in May.
That makes even less sense. What are you going to let that guy draft your team for and then get rid of him?
The Giants, remember the Chiefs did it with Dorsey? Because that's the time, CC, because you got to think about it. The scouts years, the scouts and the front office, they've been working all year. A lot of the scouts.
It is too late to make that change right now.
Yeah, a lot of scouts do get cut after May. And they restart the scouting department. Mm. So they could,
okay,
you know, let okay. him do it. Which I don't, to me, why would you let him do the draft again? That's my question. Why would you let
you
him
don't.
Do that?
You don't.
You don't let him do the
you
draft.
You don't.
Right?
Not if you're going to, I wouldn't give a guy an opportunity like that. Especially when you're drafting at number one.
No.
You don't give him. Like, what are you saying? Like, he's got number one, so he can't screw this up. So we can let him go in May?
Yeah.
No, you let him go at the end of the season so that you have the full off season to get it under control. Because I can guarantee you a guy like that is not listening to his scouts. It's not the scouts' fault that the picks aren't coming
in. Yeah. Well, I mean, how many GMs really listen to their scouts? That I would like to know that.
That would be an interesting.
Probably what Ossie Newsome probably listens to his scouts. I bet.
Absolutely. Those guys that are at the elite level, they got people that they trust.
Yeah.
And they go off of what those people are telling them. Because there's no way in hell that these guys can sit there and watch all these guys and know for a fact what's going on. It's just not possible.
Yeah. And they've been watching them all year. You just started watching them in February.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You got your scouts for a reason. And you take what they're telling you, and then you zone in on those high profile guys from your scouts. I mean, it's that I don't like it. I don't like it, Marcus. I don't like it.
Watch for Minshew. All right. I'm just watch for him.
I will gladly watch for him. And I like what you're saying about how his Senior Bowl was. But if he ends up in here in Arizona, Rosen will have a very short career.
There's something about that kid, man. There's something about him. I don't know. He's just like this personality, the way that he's filling the pocket. I haven't watched him on tape yet. That's my thing. I haven't watched him on tape yet. I want to go back and watch him and see the kind of feel that he has, mm-hmm. and what I think of him, right? But he did impress me at practice. Who else we got? Who did not impress me? Trace McSorley.
Really?
It was definitely he.
Because I saw a few dimes that he threw. He threw some good balls to the sideline, to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the difference between TV and being at practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dog.
No?
He was missing wide open guys. He threw a couple picks in the team period. Didn't see a linebacker underneath.
Mm.
Just threw it right to him. And he just missed a lot of people. He was inaccurate all week. I don't think he helped himself at all. I don't think he's going to get drafted, to be honest.
Really?
The way his week went, I don't think he's going to get drafted.
So he's got to have a huge combine. He's got to have a huge combine.
Yeah.
Dang.
Side note, it was kind of weird. There was some like XFL guys there. I thought that was weird.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's weird. I think that's weird.
If you're an NFL player, though, like, what do you feel about like having an XFL guy talk to you? How would you feel? Like, just at the Senior Bowl, you're a player, and an XFL guy's trying to interview.
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is.
I'm just
because I had this. I had this happen. So in college, I played just one of our games.
Yeah.
And at the end of the game, these two guys from semi-pro teams.
Uh-huh.
From like, it's like, I don't know who, I don't know if it was their head coach and like their OC or what it was, but they stopped my running back and I, and they're like, "Hey, you know, we watched your game. We really like what we saw. Here's our card." Well, thanks guys. You know what I did with that card? Marcus didn't make it off the field. That's what those guys will do. But I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what'll happen though.
What?
They don't get drafted. They'll be searching for that card.
Yeah, it's true. But they don't start till 2020 though. Like, so you're out here scouting. Like, I don't know.
It's smart. I think that's smart on their part. Because
it's smart in the XFL. But I was just thought it was just odd that they were, you know, interviewing people. Like I would feel some type of way. Like, why are you interviewing me? And then one of the guys tweeted out that Trace McSorley was his favorite quarterback of the week. We thought that was hilarious. It probably was.
That's, again, smart on their part. Smart on their part because they're, I mean, like you said, with how poorly his showing was, that's smart on their part to say, we like this guy. Because that's going to stick. You know he sees those mentions.
Yeah.
You know he sees those.
Mm-hmm.
That'll stick with him. And if he doesn't get drafted and he spends the whole year trying to get picked up as an unrestricted free agent,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't make any team or doesn't make any scouting team, and then the next offseason, XFL's knocking on the door, and they want to feature him?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's smart on the XFL's part.
Yeah.
They have to be in there doing that kind of stuff now. Because right now, they're getting their eye rolls from these players. But in a year and a half, they're going to be signing these guys because they can't make it in the pros.
That's true, man. That's a good point, Chris, because it – I thought it was funny you tweeted that. Trace McSorley was the best quarterback.
They got to do that stuff, man. They got to do that stuff. They got to do that stuff.
I was dying.
And I'll tell you what.
What?
To the average Penn State fan who's watching, you know, they got a little bit more interest in it, and they're watching the practice on the Senior Bowl. And like I said, I saw a few balls that he threw that looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because of the name. That's why they showed him on ESPN. That's exactly why they showed his good throws. Because they got to get the ratings going, and they know the guy. The fans at Penn State are going to tune in for their guy.
Yeah.
So if they're tuning in for their guy, and XFL's tweeting about their guy, well, they're going to still stay interested in their guy, and now they're going to have a following when the XFL plays.
Yeah.
They're doing it right.
Yeah.
He might not have believed what he said, but he did. That was a phenomenal job on his part. Phenomenal job on his part.
Oh, it was great. All right, so let's talk about some of the other quarterbacks.
Will Greer
didn't have a good week.
No.
Did not look good. His best part of the week was him saying that he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Ooh.
That was his best part of the week. The rest of it was not good. Inaccurate all week. Late with his throws. Just didn't.
How's his feet?
I mean, his feet are all right. It's just, it doesn't matter if it's inaccurate, because then we'll get back to
if his feet are bad, then it's a part of why
he doesn't have bad feet though. He doesn't have bad mechanics. He's pretty. I mean, he could have better mechanics, but he's pretty decent mechanically.
Okay,
that he should be more accurate with his balls.
Sure,
especially in the short areas. He wasn't intermediate. He wasn't accurate all week, man. He didn't really have any throws.
That's disappointing.
That I saw this week where I was like, oh man.
Because I liked the way that his season started this last year. I really did. I thought that he was going to be a name that we were going to hear for a long time.
So I see him falling a little bit. He's going to fall. He's going to fall probably day 3, 4th, 5th round, I think. but also because he's short. So they're gonna, oh, you're inaccurate and you're short. Yeah, he's gonna.
How tall is he?
No, he wasn't short.
No, he's not short. He's 6'3", isn't he?
No, he's 6'2". I forgot about that. He made it. He barely 6'2".
McSorley was a six footer.
Yeah, he's 6 foot. But he was barely 6'2". Like, he barely made it. So I forgot about that. I'll take that back. You're not short, Will. I take it back. You're 6'2". I'm sorry. I take it back. But he didn't have a good week at all. Daniel Jones. I always call him Dalton. Daniel Jones. Maybe because he reminds me of Andy Dalton. Maybe that's why I keep calling him Dalton.
I think that is why you keep calling him Dalton.
He bothers me because he was the only quarterback who threw interceptions in 7-on-7. And he had a 7-on-7. Come on, who throws picks in 7-on-7, first of all?
You shouldn't be doing that.
He threw it on back-to-back throws.
No.
And one of them, he had Andy Isabella wide open on the seam, Chris. I'm in the film room because they do film room after practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just watching. I'm going backwards. Oh, my God. If he just throws it. No, he's not throwing. Oh, he's throwing it there. Oh, it's picked off. And, like, one of them is, like, the typical I'm a bad quarterback pick is when you go through your reads, right? And then you just don't even look to see if somebody's guarding the check down. You just throw it to the check down. And you get a pick six. Typical bad quarterback thing. Mm-hmm. That's what a bad quarterback does. Mm-hmm. Go through all his reads and then just blindly throws it to a check down. Check down's not open either, Daniel. Don't throw it. But, yeah, so he threw back-to-back. 7-on-7s, interceptions. 7-on-7. But then he had probably the best throw I seen all week, which was on a corner route, perfectly on the sidelines of Drew Sample from Washington tight end, who actually had a good week. Good week for Drew Sample.
I heard the tight ends all had big.
They did. Foster Moreau.
Yeah,
really liked him. He had a really good week. And he's from LSU. They didn't throw the ball, but he was killing everybody all week. You could tell he's going to be a good tight end. He could block. So day three guy, maybe day two tight end. He's good, man. But Jones threw this perfect ball right in the corner, right before he got to the sideline. Perfect dime. And I was like, man, that's a great throw. And then the next throw, he just throws it in the ground or something. It's just awful, man.
It's like me on a golf course. I hit one drive, pipe it right down in the middle of the fairway, but the rest of the day, you know, I'm spraying it everywhere else.
Yeah. And like, but then he would get on 11-on-11s and team drills,
mm-hmm.
and he would do well. It's weird. It's weird, Chris. I don't know what's gonna happen with him, but he's gonna go first round though, I think.
Really?
I think so. I don't agree with it.
But it's gonna happen.
I'm pretty sure that he told him that he knows Peyton Manning or something, and Peyton Manning's gonna work out with him this week.
Oh, and, Peyton's gonna work out. Oh.
You know who my quarterback coach is, right?
I mean, I like looked at the TV once, and Sean McVay made eye contact with me through the TV. So, I mean,
yes,
give me a call.
That's what Daniel Jones is right now. But I think because Daniel Jeremiah dropped his top 50 and he had him at 24. So he's fringe first round. I could see the Dolphins taking him or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck. That's all I wanted to say.
There's a lot of inconsistency there.
And they'd have to. Nah, good luck. I don't see him even being better than a top 20 quarterback or even in the top 20s. I don't see it. I didn't see it on, because I already watched him on film. I already charted him. I don't see it on tape. I don't see it in the Senior Bowl. So I'm just going to say no. I don't see it.
Last guy.
Tyree Jackson.
That's what I want to hear.
Tyree, he's inconsistent too.
No, really?
So every once in a while, he'd have a good throw, and then every once in a while, he'd overthrow somebody.
Mm.
He has this thing with his front leg where he doesn't bend his front leg when he throws. So it's like super stiff.
So everything's sailing.
Yeah. So he sails everything because he doesn't have bend in his
front leg. No, because he's everything. That's like throwing off your back foot all day long. And that makes sense why we saw those throws where he was on the run, and the throws on the run look gorgeous. I bet you every throw that he made on the run while you were there
this
was
week,
gorgeous.
He had a really good throw this week, too,
on the run. Yeah.
Well, he rolled out a bootleg and threw it perfectly to Hunter Renfrow, who also had an awesome week, which is it's funny. He has 7-inch hands.
What?
His hands are 7 inches, Chris, and he catches everything, and he caught everything this week. And he was killing everybody all week.
He just catches the nose of the ball, huh?
I don't know what he does, man. That kid is good. I don't know where he's going, but I hope the Raiders draft him, because he's a for sure 70 catches, 900 yards from the slot. Okay. For sure. Okay. 2-3 years from now, you're getting 70 and 900 from Hunter. Maybe you might even end up getting an 86 and 1,100 from him
in
the slot. Because he is legit, dude. He was another guy, nobody could guard him all week.
Wow.
Team drills, whatever. And that's what I'm saying. He had a great sideline catch to Tyree Jackson. That's what I'm saying. Tyree was so up and down. He would have an awesome throw, and then he'd have a bad throw. And then he'd have an awesome throw, and he'd have a bad throw. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that he still has a chance to go day two.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping from what we were seeing earlier and what we're watching the games, that we would see him sneak into the top 10 and really do some work. But doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
He needs a project.
Okay.
He needs refinement.
Yeah.
He needs somebody to tell him that Ben to stop having a stiff ass front leg. He needs somebody like that, you know.
Yeah.
But he had a good week. I wonder how he played in the game, but he didn't have the best week. He had all right. He was all right. He was okay.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm trying to think of what other quarterbacks were there.
I mean, I think that's a nice blend of guys. A lot of names that we'll continue to talk about.
Because the rest of them were just kind of there. Like Ryan Finley, he was just there.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do anything impressive. He didn't do anything bad.
Sure.
He was just there. So he's probably a day two, day three guy too.
Okay.
Because, man, he didn't do anything that hurt himself. He didn't really do anything to, you know, catapult himself into the first round. He was just there.
All right.
It's cool.
So Locke's the guy.
Yeah, for me.
And we got a little bit of a sneaky keep your eye on.
Yeah, for me, he's QB1.
Okay.
I'm going to go out. I'm going to say it now.
We're saying it now.
He's QB1 for me.
I'm going to have to agree with you, cuz I am not impressed with the big name guys.
Yeah. See I watched Haskins. I got some all-22 on Haskins, and I watched a little bit of him. I was a little bit more impressed.
Oh no. That Rose Bowl, that solidified it for me.
See, but he's really smart. He's good with his eyes too, man. He does a lot of movement with his eyes.
That's fine.
And there's a lot of things you can't see in the broadcast.
He can move guys, but the ball is off, Marcus.
I know that. Okay.
It's not where it's supposed to be.
I get that. But you know, not every you know so
that's an elite that's an elite game. That's a high profile game. It's where you need to be on point to be able to take it to the next level, which is the NFL.
But the mid tier guys are not the most accurate quarterbacks. I'm not going to say he's ever going to be a top five elite quarterback. I don't believe that, because you know he's not accurate enough. That's why I think
those misses were big, though, Marcus.
I know.
It's not like the misses. Like, I wouldn't even say Dak misses that bad.
I think he's just as accurate as Dak. Just as accurate.
I need to watch a little bit more then, because right now,
just as accurate.
Right now, that is my bust of the draft.
That's kind of my
accuracy. bust of the draft.
I don't think he's gonna be a bust, because I think he's so smart mentally and he understands how to play quarterback. That he's gonna miss some throws, but he's not gonna miss an open guy.
Well, here's the thing with him.
That's my thing.
Here's the thing with him. He's not a mobile quarterback.
He's not.
So he's not going to have the escapability and the ability to make plays with his legs that you see all these other rookie quarterbacks. When they make mistakes in their reads, they can get away with it because they can just bail out of the pocket.
Yeah.
If he makes a mistake and he throws the ball the way that he's been throwing it, those are turnovers. And those are game-changing plays. So for me, he's a smart quarterback. We'll see. Here it is, Marcus. We finally got there in our podcast.
We'll see. I think that he has a chance to be good, and he has the ability because he's smart.
Okay.
I think he has the talent to throw the ball. He's not the most accurate quarterback. I agree with you. He's really not. He's kind of got kind of the same way I charted Deshaun Watson. I kind of got the same kind of thing from Watson. But
I don't think Deshaun ever missed the same. He did, agree with you that he missed.
He did.
We did have a conversation about Deshaun when he was coming out, and that we both agreed he wasn't accurate. But I think Haskins misses more.
We'll do a deeper dive on a later podcast on these guys. But I think Haskins is going to be taken where he should be taken.
Okay.
Which I don't think is he should be a number one pick, but I think he'll be taken in the top 10, and I think I'll be okay with that. I wouldn't be upset. Okay. I wouldn't be upset with it. But that's just it. After that, I don't know, man. Okay. Somebody's going to reach on somebody, but.
All right. So that was we dove into the Senior Bowl.
We dove into the Senior Bowl.
We dove into
so
it.
So let's dive into the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, Marcus. We're here. Can you believe it?
I know. And it's the same damn team for the AFC.
Damn Tom Terrific all over again. 8 years in a row in the AFC Championship game. 8 years in a row.
Can Jared
Goff. This is
their
10th time that the New England Patriots have made it into the Super Bowl since 1985. That is 33 Super Bowls, Marcus. They are 10 of the last 33. Are you kidding me?
It's disgusting.
That is unreal. What an expectation. What an expectation to set for a fan base. They're screwed when Tom is finished. Of course, he might play another 10 years at this rate.
I know. God, he just keeps doing it.
Just methodical, man. They were doing things to purposefully keep Mahomes off the field.
And he still almost lost. That's another team. See, the Patriots have Tom Brady. They did this like how you just watch them and you're like, are they really that good?
I'll tell you what it was, and the man got fired for it. Sutton did not adjust to anything.
I know.
He stayed stuck in his defense. The players were freaking out on the sideline. We need to make changes, and he stayed with it. He is the reason that they lost that game. And he got fired for it.
It's terrible, man.
Did you see Belichick break it down?
Yeah.
And they were talking specifically about three third down plays. They ran the same play three times, third and 10, twice with the formation with the motion on the left, once with the formation with the motion on the right. It was the same play three times. And they got three different results from the defense, but they were still in the same formation. They ran the same play. Defensively, they gashed him.
That's what I'm saying. It's just coaching.
It absolutely was coaching.
It's coaching, man. Coaching matters.
It 100% sure. matters.
I mean, I guess the two.
Belichick had it easy. He had it easy. He didn't have to do any adjusting. He just kept running the same things, and he could. He was laughing while he's breaking it down because they didn't. He was so surprised that they didn't make any changes to what they were doing, and they just allowed him to keep picking them apart.
So hopefully,
keep picking them apart.
So hopefully the Rams make changes, as we need the Rams to make adjustments.
Well, here's also the thing with the Chiefs, that defensive front is good, but we talked about it. That back seven is not as talented as the front four.
Mm-hmm.
In L.A., that defensive line is extremely talented, but so is the back end.
Yeah.
So I think it's still Wade Phillips over there, right?
Yeah.
Wade knows how to play against Belichick's offense.
I know. LaMarcus Joyner is going to have a big game against
Edelman.
Yeah, against Edelman. He's going to have a really big game. I don't know what they're going to do. Or maybe put Talib on him in the slot. Let Talib get hands on him. Get a little physical. Get in his head a little bit.
I think they'll put Talib on Gronk.
That's true. Yep.
And they'll put Peters on Edelman.
No, I don't like that.
No?
I don't like that at all.
No?
No. Do not like that.
You think Peters has to stay on the boundary? Can't follow him around?
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I think they will leave.
He takes too many gambles. Because then Edelman's too, you know, too meticulous. You know what I mean? He's too with his routes.
You know what? I think it is Joyner then, the more I think about it. And you give him help over the top.
Yeah.
And you let Talib go one-on-one with Gronk.
Yeah. Because, I mean, other than that, I mean Marcus Peters can hang.
Everything's going to be a check down.
He can hang with Chris Hogan.
Yeah, everything's going to be a check.
Linebackers, because I mean
that's where the work's going to come, because it's going to be Sonny Michel. No, it's James White out of the backfield.
Yeah,
because you know he's going to get at least 18 looks. Yes. Tom's going to drop that off to him.
He led the team in targets this year.
That I'd like to say I'm surprised.
I was reading the PFF QB annual, which is actually pretty good. It has a lot of good nuggets in there, man. That's actually a good shout out to PFF. That was good. I liked it when I read it.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
In your fantasy football draft, take Sonny Michel and James White late.
Well, I'm never taking pro tips for fantasy football from Pro Football
Focus. No, I'm not saying from them. I'm saying you take that from me.
Never again.
You take that from me. You take Sonny Michel and James White late.
I actually want to send an apology to footballguys.com because I didn't use your draft dominator this year, and I didn't dominate. So I apologize to you guys. I always had the PFF subscription, and I was like, you know what?
You went with it.
This guy, they always say he's the number one PFF guy, right? They always say he's the best fantasy guy. You know, let me go with theirs.
Didn't work.
I didn't win. I made like what? How many playoffs I made? I made two playoffs, and it's the first year I had never played in the semifinals. This is crazy. I was so mad. I was so mad. I almost canceled my subscription. Like what? Not even lead me to the semifinals.
So
whatever. Anyways,
back to New England and Kansas City. It was impressive for KC to even get that game to overtime.
Yeah,
because they were dominated, in my opinion.
They were.
They were dominated.
What do you think about the Rams Saints games?
Man, I was really disappointed in that game. I think the referees got too involved,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Saints shot themselves in the foot a few times as well. They had some delayed games that they had no business getting.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that Drew Brees let that kind of stuff happen. But they were in a position to win the game. And there's a really high-profile play that everybody saw. And they're going to say that's the play that cost the Saints the Super Bowl.
Which, can we talk about how that was a pick six if Nick Roby actually tried to play the ball? Can we talk about that?
Well, no, because I think the way that he ran back into coverage, I don't think that he could spy the ball and make it back there that way.
I don't know. Ed Reed's taking that to the house. That's all I'm saying.
I'll agree with you that Ed Reed is taking the ball to the house, but I'm not going to agree with you that Roby had he was going to get
Thomas,
to it.
Ed Reed, they're all taking that to the house. They're taking that ball to the house. That little floater. That
it was a floater, but where he started and the angle that he took was pure – oh shit!
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If he took that same angle,
I don't think he would be able to
try to play the ball. Like let's say he took the angle instead of trying to run through him, and he got his eyes in the ball and jumped. You tell me he can't pick that?
No, because he's in full I got to get back mode in a dead sprint. You're gonna tell me that he's gonna turn on a 45, keep his head back at Drew, keep the angle. Get back there fast enough to get the ball? No, he's not going to get back there to get to that point.
He shouldn't have panicked.
He had to panic because he was done. He was done. He did literally the only thing that he could do to cause any type of success on that play. He was done. Drew put that ball in a perfect spot. He missed his coverage. He missed his coverage badly. Badly. There was no way that he was going to get back to that
dumb play
in a normal drop.
I don't feel bad for the Saints. Y'all had the ball, and
no, they had more. It was more than just that play. It was more than just that play that cost them the game.
It was a stupid first down play that stopped the clock. You allowed Jared Goff and them to go down the field.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. But
that was a hell of a kick, though.
It was
from Greg the Leg.
Oh man,
oof, that was a hell of a kick.
That was a great kick. I think Goff is going to show the world,
really,
that he's legit in the Super Bowl.
Well, we talked about it in the last podcast where when you get to him, when you cause some problems with him, he's not the same guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the defensive front for the New England Patriots is going to have a game like they did against the Chargers.
I mean, Bill Belichick, who cares who they have? Like, why are we talking about personnel with the Patriots? They can roll out there with
I think that offensive line is a lot better, though, for the Rams. Compared to all the other offensive lines that they've played against in this playoff run,
yeah,
I think this is the best front that they're going to see.
Well, for sure. I agree. But I think he's going to come out with some – I don't know a game – he's going to come out with some crazy game plan that's going to – Gurley's – because let's just talk about it. Gurley's not going to do anything in this game. he's gone.
I think that they're going to game plan he's to gone. Stop the run and force Goff to make the decisions and the game to be in his hands.
I low-key think he might be able to do it.
You know how he's going to do it? I'll tell you right now. Higbee.
I don't think so.
That's the matchup.
I would say Cooks. I'm going to say Cooks.
No. Belichick will – he will – he's going to take Cooks and Woods away.
I think he's going to try to.
But
I think
that's going to be his game plan, to take Cooks and Woods away. And in those situations where they think it's going to run, they're going to play to stop the run. I think the matchup that they're going to allow the most lax, the weakest defender is going to be on Higbee. And I think if the Rams win, it's because Higbee has a big game.
Maybe Josh Reynolds.
Or Reynolds. Yeah, I mean.
They really need Cooper Kupp for this game.
Oh, my God. Do they ever.
Do they really need Cooper Kupp?
Oh, do they ever.
They really do. But I think Goff's going to have a good game. I think Goff's going to play well. He's not going to have a terrible game. I think he's going to be able to hang.
If he's going to be able to spend.
I think it's going to be a lot pretty low scoring.
I would agree with that.
I think it's going to be like 24 points. I mean, the winning team's going to score 24 points.
I could agree with that. That's it. I think you're right. I would think that would be a good factual statement.
Yeah, I just.
This could set up as a game where we're seeing multiple 40, 50-yard field goal attempts from these two guys that are the top of the top and when it comes to special teams and kicking.
Yeah.
Zerline and Gostkowski, those are some of the biggest names in field goals in the NFL.
This game's gonna be wild, though. There's definitely gonna be a fake punt from Johnny Hecker.
You think so?
Yeah,
they did have a few of them.
Yeah, they always do
to Sam Shields.
I feel like they do it every game.
they've done that. There's been at least three this season. At least three throws to Sam Shields, and he's caught all three of them.
I feel like every time they're on national TV, they do a fake punt.
It's possible.
I feel like every single time, dude, and they execute it perfectly, mm-hmm. and they get it done. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
This will be fun.
McVay's got to solidify that he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He's been shutting me up, obviously.
I got one. So here's the aftermath of the game. If the Patriots win, is Tom done?
No.
You think he keeps going?
Yeah, he's going to keep going. He ain't done.
Really?
Somebody said he sucked this year or something.
Did you see what Edelman was doing to him on the sideline?
Yeah.
You're old. Yeah. You're too old. Trying to fire him up. See, I love that.
And that's why he's going to come back.
Man. I don't know. If you get one more at this point, like for me, Tom's it. He is the best quarterback.
See, that's the problem. Because if he loses, we know he's coming back.
I know. He's definitely coming back. But regardless, so coming into this season, Tom for me was the number one.
To me, if he loses, he might retire, because if he goes again and loses again, he's 5-5 in Super Bowls, and that doesn't look good, does it? Is that a good look?
Dude, he's been to 10 Super Bowls.
But if you're 5-5.
But you've been to 10 Super Bowls, Marcus.
But you're 5-5.
But you've been to 10 Super Bowls.
That's cool and all. That's cool. But you're 5-5.
Who's closest? Like, three?
No, Joe Montana has been to 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. 4 is the next closest number. 4. 10, Marcus. 10. 10 times.
But you're 5-5.
It's not all on him, though, at that point. At that point, it is not all on him.
At that point, he becomes LeBron.
8 years in a row, he's been in the AFC Championship.
See, at that point, he becomes LeBron. At that point, do I knock him down and put Joe in front of him because Joe's undefeated? There's a lot of things that could happen if he loses again, and then he makes Super Bowl, and then loses again.
Okay, so then here's what
it's
5-5. You can guarantee that this is a conversation we'll have on a separate podcast in the off season.
If they lose.
If they lose.
Because if they lose, he's 6-3, and then he has to lose. He's solidified himself. Super Bowls. Yeah, if they win, I mean. Yeah. This 6-3, he solidified himself. He's the GOAT. Bam. He's going to come back for another year. And
I wouldn't.
He's going to try to get
I wouldn't. Set. Good Lord.
If they lose, then we're in the 5-5. I'm telling you that 5-5. That 5-5. It doesn't sound too good. The haters going to come out. He's fun.
Haters are our, they are our, they
I know,
are
I know. But,
we were out, Marcus. We said they were done. We called them. We said done. We said massacre in New Orleans.
They didn't look good all year. I don't care what they say. They didn't look that good all year.
Well, damn, they look good in the playoffs. That's for sure.
So I'm saying they lost. They lost to the Lions like 30-12 or something like
that. Well, I wouldn't even use that as a game to lay the they're so bad.
They lost back to back games to the Jags and the Lions.
It's Patricia though. He knows them inside and out. There's not another guy. There's not another guy that knows him better.
He had people writing think pieces about Blake Bortles and how Blake Bortles took him the next step.
All right, now we're getting way off topic. We're getting way off topic. So we'll get there. We'll get there in the offseason. We'll have this conversation.
That's what I'm talking about. So I'm not mad about saying the Patriots are going to lose because they did not. They went 11-5. This is the first time they haven't won 12 games since 2009. This is the first time they haven't won 12 games since 2009.
Well, it was 11, Marcus. Like, it's just one off.
Okay. I'm just saying. It's a down year. They lost 5 games in the regular season. That's a down year for the Pats. So I don't care what they think, and that's why Tom Brady's all motivated and whatever. Motivate yourself,
we're the
Tom.
Underdog.
We're the underdog.
Marcus, they're the underdog.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But that's what I'm saying. If they lose, I think he might retire because I'm telling you that 5-5, man. We could just, you know.
5-4 does sound
a lot
better.
I don't know. Joe win 4-0.
5-4 does sound a lot better if they lose.
Winning record.
It's going to be a good game. That's all I know.
I know. It's going to be a great
game. It's going to be a really good Super Bowl. They're going to run that clip from Brady's first Super Bowl over and over and over because it was against the Rams. We're going to see that Super Bowl over and over. It's just going to keep happening.
Are you ready to pick a winner, Chris?
No.
I'm not calling
this game. I'm just going to enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're not going
to. I'm not calling the Super Bowl, Marcus. I'm not calling it. I did not do well in the playoffs this year with calling games. All right.
We did terrible.
We had a good wild card weekend. And we had an iffy divisional weekend. And then everything went to hell.
We had a terrible championship weekend.
Oh.
We did awful.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to pick one. I'm going to pick it. I'm going to go Rams.
You're going the Rams?
I'm going to go Rams. 24-21.
24-21.
Jared Goff with a last-second drive.
Gets the leg in position.
Okay. No, not even get the leg in position. They're going to be down 21-17. It's going to be all Jared.
Oh.
All Jared. This is going to be his coming out party. This is him saying hi to all the haters. He said he was a bust when he was rookie year. And he outduels Tom Brady, and he's the young gun. For the young guns for the future, then everybody's gonna put him in his top 5 quarterback list, and everybody's gonna say he's this and that. He's gonna get the buku bucks, and he's gonna bankroll the Rams back to mediocrity.
Okay, you're thinking way out there, man. Yeah. You got a 5-year plan for him after the Super Bowl victory.
They got to give him big money. Right. No, this is 3rd year. He could have got paid. Got paid after 3rd year.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that they're gonna redo the contract.
And he's gonna bankroll them.
Okay.
And then they're not gonna be able to re-sign Sue. Sue's gonna be gone.
Sue was gonna be gone anyway.
Who else do they have a 1-year deal?
They still gotta redo. Did they? They didn't finalize Donald's contract yet, did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
they did. They gave him the big money.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Doug, that's the reason why Matt got traded. Where you been, bro?
I couldn't remember. It's been a long season, Marcus. It's been a long season, all right? All right. I've been through a lot this year. I've been through a lot with this football season.
I know. The Packers struggled. I know.
Been through a lot.
Yeah. No, but Donald got the big money. That's why Matt got the big money.
Okay.
That's why Matt got traded.
Okay. Because they didn't want to give him the big money.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because Mark Davis is an idiot and doesn't like Joel Siegel. So.
All right.
Which is why they tried to trade Carl Joseph, too, because he's Joel Siegel, too. Mm. Anyway,
we're not going there. You're picking the Rams.
I'm picking the Rams.
24-21. And Goff game-winning drive.
All
right.
And Goff has his coming out party, and we all think Goff is a god for all offseason. And he's going to be written about as a god because he beat Tom Brady, and he out-dueled him, so to say. And
Tom considers retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
At least I hope he retires.
Yeah, well, of course you do.
I hope he does. I mean, come on, we need, give somebody in the AFC a chance, bro. Patrick Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns, man. You ruined his whole season. Go away. You ruined his legacy season. This is his year. He's going to win the MVP, throw 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, and here comes Tom Brady, who who had a low-key down year for him.
And he did. He really did. He really did. And he's going to end up in the Super Bowl.
His rating's like 97 or something this year. And he goes and beats the guy whose rating's like 115 all year. That is messed up to me, man. Go away. Stop it. Let us eat, bro. God. It's messed up, bro. He just ruined Mahomes' whole amazing year. For what? Just say he better not lose, man.
And you know what it did? It really opened the door for them to give the MVP to Breeze. It really did.
I hope they don't.
It really did open the door.
Oh, don't do it.
They really opened the door on that one.
Don't do it, guys. That's what I'm saying. He just ruined everything. Like, go away. That's probably what Mahomes is thinking. Watching him drive out of the field. Like, God, is this guy ever going to retire? I mean, is he going to allow me to have a Super Bowl?
Listen, he's so young. He's not thinking that way yet.
We don't know when he's going to go away yet, Chris. We don't know.
In your second year, you're not thinking that out loud, Marcus. You're not even thinking that in your head.
We don't know when Tom Brady's going away.
You
might be thinking that. You might be thinking, like, God damn, like, I'm not going to win the Super Bowl to, like, year seven. Or even have a chance. All right, guys. That's all we got for you this week. Make sure you just hit the subscribe button on iTunes. Check us out.
Give us some reviews.
Give us some damn reviews.
Let's hear what you think.
Yeah. You know, hopefully my Senior Bowl network can get us more listeners, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
We'll have some cool of those guys around, too.
Met some weird people, too.
It'll be, I'm sure.
I'm a weird guy. Guy's pretty weird. But anyways, I'm not going to say any names. But anyway.
Now you're going to have them all thinking, oh, is it me? Does Marcus think I'm weird?
If you're listening, it probably wasn't you. Just know. It wasn't you. It was not you. But you check us on Spotify as well. Make sure you search Little Pocket Awareness. Hit the download button. Download this. Check out all the other episodes that we cover. And
had a good year. Had a big season.
Had
a big first season.
And then we're gonna do some more draft stuff. And
we'll take them into the off season. We'll recap after the Super Bowl. Kind of figure out if Tom is gonna retire.
I'm going to dig into this Kyler Murray film and decide if I really like Kyler Murray or not.
I already told you about my feelings there. I'm hard-headed, Marcus. You dive in there, you're going to have to do a lot to change my mind on this.
I don't know if I'm going to try to. I don't even know if I really
You don't even
try
need to. If you need to.
I don't know if I'm going to try to change your mind on Kyler Murray, but right. I'm going to do some digging into him. We'll be ready for that. We'll do a little, prospect, features and we got you ready.
We'll get you ready for the draft. We'll get you ready for next season. Yeah. We got a lot of time. We got a lot to talk about.
Yo, we got free agency coming.
Oh.
Where's Joe Flacco going?
We got a lot to talk about. Who's going to be the next quarterback in Jacksonville?
Is it Eli? Is it Joe? We don't know.
But I'll tell you this. I'm sticking with it. Rosen, Giants. I'm sticking with it.
Bold prediction. All right, people. We'll check you out.